Congress last week voted to allow for new coal leases on some regions of federal public lands, including southeastern Montana. Opponents warn the move undermines the public, who helped shape new management plans for these regions. MTPR's Ellis Julin has more.
The Powder River Basin is the largest coal-producing region in the United States, spanning across southeastern Montana, northeastern Wyoming, and parts of South Dakota. The Bureau of Land Management decided to end the sale of new coal leases in the region under former President Joe Biden. Montana Congressman Troy Downing carried a joint resolution to reverse that decision. It passed the House late last week.
Coal mines, coal-fired power plants, and the communities they support were pushed to the brink of collapse.
The resolution's opponents warn that it undermines public involvement in plans developed for the region in lieu of leasing. Anita Lucchese is a hunter, angler, and resident of southeastern Montana. She manages the National Wildlife Federation's Artemis Sportswomen's Program. Lucchese says this move cuts voices like hers out of the process.
It's upsetting to think that the land that I rely on for my way of life, not just as a Native person, but as a hunter and angler, that like that could all go away with whoever's in office without even asking me or any of the other people who are actually out on that land and know it well.
As hunting season begins, she says she's worried how these lands could be harder for hunters like her to access if fossil fuel development is prioritized above all else. The resolution will next head to the U.S. Senate for consideration. In Missoula, I'm Ellis Julin.